emission sources pretty significantly. For sulfur in China, it's going to take a good long way for them to figure out that they've got a problem. I saw some very scary pictures last week in that conference down in Melbourne as some of these huge plumes coming out of China that they spot from satellites. They're just amazing. So this is a picture of Cape Grim down in Tasmania. This is a baseline atmospheric station which has been going for a very long time. They collect samples of air, they store them in bottles, they then go off to a repository for analysis. Just like the Hawaiian sites in Wainaloa, this measures the concentration of carbon dioxide and other trace gases at very high precision. So CSO run the site. Now they discovered that there were concentrations of dimethyl sulfide and carbonyl sulfide that were highly variable through the year, and these things then appear to be involved in the control of the climate system over the ocean. So the phytoplankton then release dimethyl sulfide as a gas. It's a soluble gas, and as a result it goes into the atmosphere via Henry's law. In the atmosphere then, the DMS gas can react with a hydroxyl radical, potentially in the presence of the nitrogen-containing gases, to form methane sulfonic acid. Now the methane sulfonic acid is highly soluble. Depending on the conditions, it can either be absorbed into rain and wet deposited back onto the oceans, or it can form into an aerosol particle. The DMS has got another pathway where it can be transformed into sulfur dioxide. Again, this involves a hydroxyl radical or nitrogen-containing gases. And that sulfur dioxide can then be transformed into sulfuric acid aerosol, or again, picked up by rain. Now, the ability to create aerosol particles over the oceans will mean that the release of DMS by phytoplankton is able to initiate cloud growth over the ocean. Now, the function of the clouds are to reflect radiation back from the surface of the atmosphere, and as a result, the temperature of the oceans will decrease. So they're pretty sure that this is actually a means by which the phytoplankton are able to regulate their local environment. When they think the water's getting too hot, they increase their emissions of DMS. That generates clouds over the oceans, cools the ocean down. They can slow down their release of DMS again. And I saw an absolutely excellent video last week in Melbourne. There was a guy who was working up in the Arctic, and to indicate the importance of aerosol particles in forming clouds, he took a cup of hot tea, absolutely piping hot tea, out from the little igloo that their lab was, into the outside environment, which is like some scary number of minus degrees, and there was absolutely no steam over the cup of tea at all, not a drop. To reinforce it, he told his partner to exhale air as hard as they could, and there was absolutely not a drop of steam coming out of their mouth. Now, the reason is in the Arctic and the Antarctic, per cubic centimetre of air, there are 10 aerosol particles or less. Now, the background over the continent is typically about 400 aerosol particles or more per cubic centimetre. With 10 or less, you don't have enough aerosol particles to actually initiate a bit of steam. So a really nice illustration of that. He then took his cup of hot tea and he got a cigarette lighter and he just lit the cigarette lighter briefly over that, and the aerosol particles that had been generated as soot once they tried to start the cigarette lighter were enough to create a huge cloud of steam over the teacup. So it indicated really well how critical aerosol particles are in forming clouds, which is exactly what is going on here. So it's simply a seed mechanism to start clouds forming, and you reflect radiation back into space. So here's some pictures of the concentrations of DMS on a seasonal basis. So we're looking from December, June, July, December again. And you can see that as we go through, this is now nanomoles per metre cubed of air, gaseous DMS measured at Cape Grim. We can see we get a peak as we go into the summer. We're at highest temperatures, the organisms are releasing substantial amount. Gets cooler seasons, it drops right back. Now, along with that, we then measure the methane sulfonic acid, which is then our aerosol particle potentially, or a thing that will be absorbed into rain. And we can see a major peak in the methane sulfonic acid concentration in the summer, drops right back in the winter, peaks up again the next summer.